For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams. A former leading member of the Chinese government during the 1980s to 90s has passed away. Wan Li, former chairman of the National People's Congress Standing Committee, passed away on Wednesday at noon in Beijing. He was 99. China is accusing the Philippines of illegally carrying out repairs to a warship that was illegally grounded near the Ren Ai Reef in the South China Sea. China's foreign ministry says such a move proves the Philippines is making trouble in the region. The ministry has reiterated China's resolution to safeguard its national territorial sovereignty and maritime rights. It also stresses that China has indisputable sovereignty over the Nansha Islands and adjacent waters, including the Ren Ai Reef. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is urging all parties involved in the Iranian nuclear deal to honor the promises they made in the landmark agreement. Wang Yi says the agreement is just a start. The main challenge of the agreement is whether the deal could be implemented properly and thoroughly. Wang adds the agreement may change the relations between Iran and other world powers. He believes that it would also safeguard the global nuclear non-proliferation system. China has unveiled a series of new policies for Pingtan Free Trade Zone. Pingtan, located in southeast China's Fujian province, is well set to attract more business. The local customs office has put forward more than 20 new measures, such as fast clearance for Taiwan merchants doing business, preferable clearance for perishable goods, and online cargo registration. Pingtan became a special Chinese customs zone a year ago, featuring tax-free Taiwan products on special rules of importation of vehicles from Taiwan. Police in Hebei have arrested 14 people for illegally selling guns and ammunition on the internet. Local police have also seized more than 1,100 guns and over 400,000 bullets from their storehouse. Police say the ring sold these guns to 13 clients in different parts of China. An investigation shows the ring peddled the guns and ammunition to 20 provinces and cities nationwide, raking in at least 1 million yuan over the past 2 months. Japan's National Security Advisor Shitaro Yachi is scheduled to visit China from Thursday to Saturday for a high-level political dialogue. Yachi's visit is at the invitation of Chinese State Councillor Yang Jiechi. Both sides will exchange views on bilateral relations and mutual interest issues. A Japanese parliamentary committee has approved security-related bills to expand the role of Japan's military. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling bloc forced the vote on Wednesday by the lower house's National Security Committee. Opposition lawmakers tried to stop the vote as hundreds of citizens protested outside the parliament. The bills would allow the Japanese self-defense forces to play a greater role by engaging in armed conflicts overseas if they are enacted. They also can help defend others if Japan is not attacked. A full House vote will be held on Thursday. Turkey has enforced a travel ban on 15,000 suspected foreign fighters and deported more than 1,500 others who aim to join the Islamic State group in Syria. The Turkish Foreign Ministry says over 1,200 of the deported foreign fighters were considered to be determined during risk analysis conducted at airports in the country. Turkey has beefed up security measures to prevent foreign fighters from crossing into Syria through Turkish territory. The Pakistan Army have shot down an Indian pilotless plane in the area of Jammu and Kashmir on Wednesday. Pakistan has claimed that the Indian spy drone was violating territorial boundaries and doing suspicious activities in its administered areas. It's been reported that the plane was taking pictures of different sites in the area when it was shot down by the army. Further details have not been released so far. Deputies have begun arriving in Brussels for a parliament debate on a draft bill needed to start talks on Greece's third bailout. The bill will be discussed and taken to a vote on Wednesday local time. It includes reforms to Greece's consumer tax and pension system. The bill is expected to pass with votes from opposition parties, who have said they will support it, as it is the only way to ensure Greece remains in the euro currency. Those were your latest headlines. For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams.